Kevin, take my hand.
Nope.
We are off to Never Never Land.
Nope. I don't want to go to Neverland. Even now.
No kidding.
Even now.
There you go.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir.
I brought a great report that I believe you will enjoy.
Okay.
French fries are good for you.
I've got some in the fridge right now.
French fries are healthy.
That's a filthy lie, and I love it.
It's not a lie. There's a study that's done actually specifically for high blood pressure.
Oh, then that's me, of course.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? You don't have any stress in your life.
I should probably be completely have perfect blood pressure as much as I've eaten French fries.
Maybe it would be much worse.
It's probably a bogus study, but it's a study.
I read it online. Now, then it's true.
It has to be true.
Obviously a fact.
There was a police chief who was fired for a KKK joke.
A joke?
Yeah, it was a joke.
I mean, he didn't have it tattooed on his ball watch.
Oh, no. He left a note for a black officer. And he said it was just a joke.
Okay.
I would think with what's going on for the last 2 years and really 30 years.
Unless you guys are best buds from grade school.
Doesn't matter.
Even then.
He's a police chief.
Yeah. Boss man.
You should know better.
Stuff, yeah.
Dave Grohl did an interview where he says that he ripped off disco drumming. That he's not a good drummer, but he was playing disco type drumming. He stole from disco drummers.
Oh, that explains a weird lot.
Right?
Yes. Especially with what's going on with him right now.
Correct.
Interesting.
There's a bill in the legislature that would decriminalize mushrooms.
Everything's going to start really being weird, man.
I hope everything doesn't get like that.
Oh, no, man.
And we're going to talk to Dr. Drew about Britney Spears and that whole sad...
Oh, Dr. Drew.
Sad situation.
What's he been up to lately?
Well, we can ask him.
Yeah, all right. We should talk to him about that night guy, Greg, with his coke problem.
Yeah, he does do a lot of cocaine. That's true.
I like you just went right on down that road.
And we have our 1 second of nonstop rock worth $2,000.
Somebody's going to figure out this censored clip someday.
Before 4 p.m.
Yep.
On 95.5 KLOS.
With a quick apology to someone named Renee.
Mm-hmm.
She's still there.
She loves that song, what I hear.
Big fan.
Eating more potatoes and baked French fries helps control blood pressure.
That is the best news I think I've ever heard.
Potatoes tend to be the dieting no-no for people that are trying not to get, you know, carbohydrates and starchy foods and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
But a new study finds that this popular vegetable might have gotten a bum rap.
That is just, I can't even wrap my head around it. I just had a whole bunch of fries a little while ago myself at an awesome place called Bossa Nova.
Wow, you must be very healthy.
Yeah, I feel like I can sit here and not run a marathon.
Researchers from Purdue University say eating more potatoes can actually help keep blood pressure under control better than taking certain supplements.
And that guy was sitting there shoving French fries from In-N-Out in his mouth.
Most likely.
Yeah, really good for you, man.
Most likely.
You don't need them vegetables and minerals.
The key to the potato's nutritional goodness comes from potassium. Apparently, potassium is something that you need, and it helps control your blood pressure.
True. That's true.
And this is more important than taking a supplement.
Don't
quote me. Anything you hear on this show, you should double check.
Triple, quadruple.
But I'm saying this came from the internet, so it must be true.
It's 100% true. No, but you said Purdue, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fairly
Purdue University.
What's the word? Rep. Oh, I don't even know.
God. It's
listen to us. We know
it's
what we're
important.
About. Yeah. Reputable.
Yes, reputable.
Jeez.
Welcome to my life. Eating more potatoes also results in a greater drop in systolic blood pressure than taking potassium supplements.
Hmm.
French fries are better than potassium supplements.
Man, I'm doing a jig, man.
I don't care if it's false. It's just... It's a beautiful story for today.
Yes,
Until we try and source it and we find out that it's nonsense.
And they didn't write it at all and they were just hijacked and whatever. No, I don't believe it. I believe that it's true. I eat a lot of potatoes and I'm a very healthy man with a very high blood pressure. So
very high blood pressure.
Yeah, yes.
Well, this is supposed to help.
Mm.
This says...
I'm willing to eat more. That's for damn sure.
Other diets added either 1,000 milligrams of potassium from baked, boiled, or pan-heated potatoes.
Well, of course, now, you're talking potatoes here, and the danger is when you, all the stuff you have to add to potatoes, you deep-fry them, you put cheese on them.
They did say, and this is the one caveat, they did say baked.
Oh, baked.
So I don't think that's...
Yeah,
McDonald's, for example, because they're not baked.
Now I'm crestfallen.
But I would assume that a lot of restaurants bake their french fries because they don't want it to be so bad for you.
Right. No, yeah, well, we don't go there. Those are not restaurants we go to.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's a lot of racial tension now. Would you agree?
What? I haven't heard about anything.
There's a smidge.
We all get along perfectly. Everything's nice and happy.
Sheffield Lake is a place in Ohio, and the police chief's name is Anthony Campo. And he was fired because he had a black officer, and he put a note on that officer's desk. And the note, which I tried to find in vain, but it was supposedly included KKK.
Come on, right? Man. Come on.
I mean, even if there's not racial tension, and especially racial tension between the black community and police specifically.
In particular. And you're the police chief.
Even if that's not going on, you're the police chief. You can't.
No.
I mean, I love inappropriate as much as the next, but... That's absurd.
I don't think... Well, I
I don't know that he was kidding either.
Right.
He says he was, but I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, to fire a police chief, that cannot be easy. I mean, they got to have, like, I mean...
In this news report, the mayor, I believe, whoever's above the fire chief, is interviewed. Listen to this. Okay.
The Sheffield Lake police chief has resigned after video emerged of him placing a sign on a raincoat belonging to a black officer on his police force last week.
Oh, wait, so he resigned?
Well, he got fired, and then he asked him,
I got you.
Well, could I resign? Could I send a letter and then resign?
Right.
But it was really, he was being let go.
Right.
The city's law director says that sign had KKK imagery on it. Former police chief Anthony Campo told News 5 it was a joke that got out of hand.
But the mayor of the city did speak with our 5 on Your Side investigator, Joe Paganakis, tonight, saying he is taking this incident very seriously.
Courtney, Rob, the incident took place here at the Sheffield Lake Police Department on June 25th.
Dude, take it easy. They just tossed it to a guy on coke.
Okay, go.
Disappointed and shocked.
Mayor.
Sheffield Lake Mayor Dennis Bring is now looking for a new police chief after seeing this video that appears to show former Chief Anthony Campo placing a sign on the back of a raincoat owned by an African-American officer on his force.
All right.
Now, clearly, it wasn't just kick me.
There's also surveillance cameras that you know about.
Right. So he thought...
It's a very, very clear, beautiful video, almost like it was lighted.
Right.
Of him doing it.
Right.
It's like, why...
They could film a porn in there and
get
all the details.
Yes. Huh.
The officer found the paper sign on his coat less than 30 seconds later, a sign the Sheffield law director said it's his understanding was related to the KKK.
I mean, if he doesn't know who put it there, then that's a very bad few seconds, that's for sure.
Yeah, agree.
I mean,
but then if it's the police chief.
Yeah, it's your boss.
What?
And it's the police chief.
The mayor says when he found out about the video, he confronted his chief about the incident.
The chief, he made a comment like, what am I going to get fired over this?
Hold on.
So right away.
So he's a dick.
Right.
I mean, the mayor confronts him and he goes, what are you going to do, fire me?
You're going to fire me, huh?
And I said, you have 10 minutes to get out of the building. I want your badge, I want your car keys, and I want your keys to your office.
And the keys to your fridge downstairs, and your wife's phone number, and
your bank account. What are you going to do, fire me? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
I want you out in 10 minutes.
That's insane in today's climate.
Yeah, yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah.
He's the police chief.
Yeah. Well, it's in Ohio. I don't know what that
is. I'm not sure what
that
means
either. Maybe just don't know what's going on. I don't know.
You guys hear that french fries are good for you?
Yeah, man, that's good news. That's great news.
Another piece of great news is that we have $2,000 to give away with our 1 second of nonstop rock. It's our last $2,000.
Yep.
And it's been here for what, 3 days now? Four days?
Sitting in the till for a while. I've even left the cash register open thinking, hey, just go ahead and steal this $2,000. Just take it. No one has yet.
Hmm. But this time we're gonna get a winner. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, I've decided. Okay. You've decided. We've decided.
Yes, I've decided.
And then if not, then next hour another $2,000 altogether.
There's no next hour.
No.
It's gonna happen this
okay,
time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. So you have to listen to the clip. Then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS and tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win $2,000.
$2,000.
I don't know why I said it.
No, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right. Here is your clip. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Glenn.
Glenn, you're caller 13.
Wow. Cool.
I am surmising from your response that you're not sure you know what it is.
That's tech speak.
I'll take a stab at it, I guess.
All right, we'll play it for you one more time, and then if you can guess the right song, title, and the artist, you'll win $2,000.
Okay.
We're rooting for you.
Yeah, Knives Out. Take a stab at it. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here it is. What is that?
Is it Eruption by Van Halen?
It is not.
It isn't.
Damn. Sorry. Try again next hour when it'll be all the way up to $2,000.
And good luck. Yeah, this song's going to stick around with us for the rest of our lives.
I believe so. 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
Another 1 second of nonstop rock.
Oh.
This hour for $2,000 before 5 o'clock.
Someone's going to get it, man. We got to throw down when it happens.
I don't know what's happening, but it's a difficult one.
Yeah, we're going to trash this
place.
I mean,
we'd never get it either. So.
Oh, hell no. If we had to get it, we'd die of old age.
Dave Grohl, you do not think of a disco fan, even though he's done a cover of the Bee Gees?
Which was shocking.
Yes.
Of course, perfectly done.
Because when he was younger, when just before he joined Nirvana, he was a punk.
Yep.
He was a punk band.
Yeah, like Seattle
and
Must.
He would drum on like kettles on his bed.
Kind of like what John Five was doing in here today with Marcy.
Yeah.
Just, hey, here, play with this stapler. Make it work.
And he had wild hair and he was just a crazy man.
Sure.
And then he joined Nirvana as a drummer.
Of course, disco is dead, so you would never think of it at all.
Well, true.
I'm having anything
that
to do
was
with
90,
it.
What, two?
Yeah.
So he was just doing an interview with Pharrell.
Okay.
And Pharrell was praising his drumming.
Right. Like you would.
And what Dave Grohl says, oh, I forgot to tell you there's an F word in there.
Oh, are you kidding me?
At 19 seconds.
What? Really?
So you're going to play it, and when it gets
to... Dude, come on!
I forgot to tell you.
Come on!
Oops.
Do you know exactly where it is?
19 seconds.
Well,
I have faith in you.
Anyone coming up in what he's saying?
Yes.
Okay, we'll bleep it.
I have faith
live.
In you. I have faith in you.
You
I'm sorry, that's my bad.
You heard him. Here, you're running board.
But I'm not running the board, so it's not on me.
You are.
All right, here's Dave Grohl talking to Pharrell about his drumming.
19 seconds, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I wanted to be a drumline kid. Like, I wanted to be a drumline kid.
Why not?
But I can't read music. I couldn't then. I still can't now. All I wanted to do was be in a line of drummers all playing drums.
That was decent. I wasn't like your level.
That's Pharrell.
Like, I'm...
Dude, stop saying...
Whoop! Whoop! Right?
Basic
fucking drummer.
Whoop!
Listen to Nevermind.
Nope.
All right, turn up. Listen to Nevermind.
So
right.
Much stuff from the Gap Band and Cameo and Tony Thompson. On every one of those songs.
He stole the drumming
from what?
The Gap Band.
Wow. No.
Yes.
Wow.
It's old disco. That's
and Pharrell's freaking out.
Pharrell's like, oh my God.
I hear that.
Mind blown.
Nobody makes the connection.
That's straight up Gap Band.
I told Tony Thompson that he came to my house for a barbecue with somebody. And I was like, man, I just want to thank you because, you know, I owe so much. I've been ripping you off my whole life. He goes, I know.
Whoa. He knew.
I know.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. So,
wow, that's incredible.
Aside from your bad board work.
Yeah, thank you.
Now go to the other file.
Okay.
And I want you to hear Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right.
And then the Gap Band. And you tell me if he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Oh, this is the Gap Band first. I think it's early in the morning. Part right there.
Okay.
All right.
Right
now
right.
Go to this song.
Honestly, I don't even know that song.
It's a Gap Band song.
Oh, yeah.
But listen to the drumming at the beginning.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep. Whoa.
He
Come
said,
on. man.
He straight up said he stole that from the Gap Band.
Well, that is amazing.
Listen right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And then he had the guy over for a barbecue. He said, I've been stealing from you. And the guy said, I know.
From the Gap Band.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. That is crazy. Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing.
Would you have thought it a million years?
No, because you can't get more opposite
right
than what Nirvana was and representative, especially when it was new and the punk scene.
He said a lot of his drumming
and disco
is taken from disco.
Wow.
A lot of what he does.
Wow.
Not just that song.
Wow.
Isn't that shocking?
Yes, that is.
All right, so let's take some phone calls. Now, I know that this is a rock station, and I know some of you hate disco. But is there one song that you sort of like?
Well, I have to say, for myself, the one that he actually covered, I was shocked because...
You Should Be Dancing?
Yeah, I actually really like that song. Let's throw that on. Let's throw on the Foo Fighters, You Should Be Dancing.
All right, we'll play that one, but then you call it 818-955-KLOS with the disco song that you can stand?
That you're like, oh, hold on a second.
Love?
Maybe there's some reason. Maybe you danced that one
time.
Do you have a disco song you can think of?
I like a lot of disco songs.
Yeah, well, I like a lot of them.
Because I dance a lot.
Yeah.
You know my motto.
You do?
You know my motto, dance or die.
That's why you always wear that really tight shirt.
Exactly. I'm ready just in case a dance battle breaks out. You always have to be ready. All right, so we'll play this song from Foo Fighters. This is a cover of the Bee Gees, and then we're going to take your calls of the disco song you like.
The actual...
It's not representative of your music taste.
Right.
But you like it.
Right. 818-955-KLOS. Get down tonight. Give us a call. Come on, man. Sing it. Play that funky music.
Once I was a...
No, what? Stop. Stop
Once
already.
Once I was a boogie singer.
Stop.
Imagine me singing those words. Just that first line.
Once I was a boogie singer.
Wow, what got through me?
You're playing in a rock and roll band, man.
All right, we were talking about Dave Grohl learning to drum from disco, of all places.
Amazing.
Which he just admitted, and we're asking for your favorite, or maybe there's one disco song that you can stand.
So a question, how much are they going to play at the sold-out Foo Fighter show at the Forum?
I don't know.
Any discos? We're going to get you tickets this coming weekend. It's a red, white, and Foo weekend, so here's fingers crossed that he plays a disco song or two on stage.
I would guess You Should Be Dancing, maybe, but I don't think he would play
awesome.
The other ones.
That would be bananas, man. That'd be so weird. So you got a disco song you like?
Oh, anything KC and the Sunshine
Band.
Yeah. I listen from... My first concert was Led Zeppelin, and I listened to Ozzy. And throw disco in there, too. So.
That's music. Right. Yeah, music, man. It's all about the music. I totally agree.
Correct. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Disco you can deal with.
Sister Sledge, He's the Greatest Dancer. I think that was also ripped off for Getting Jiggy with It.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
one,
too.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, disco you can deal with.
ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Really? Okay.
You know what's funny is when that song was new, I hated it. I stopped listening to the radio in the late 70s because of disco.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, like during New Wave, when that was kind of happening, I'm like, that's not so bad, actually. Song doesn't really suck. Yeah,
you grew
good.
Up. That's
I
what happened.
Yes, yeah, I blew up.
Please.
Oh, grew up.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. What's your disco song you can stand?
Hey, yeah, I love Roller Coaster of Love. And I actually like the remake better by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do you know the
Roller Coaster of Love?
Yeah, we might do that later this afternoon. Definitely tomorrow. Call us tomorrow doing our
All Request Fest.
Between 5 and 7, we'll
totally. All right,
you're
going to hear from me.
All right, good. Maybe we'll throw them both on back to back.
Sounded like a threat. All right, you'll hear from me and my lawyers.
You'll hear from me.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. A disco song you like.
Hey, Sylvester, You Make Me Feel.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
I don't know that one.
You did a great job, too.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, sing that song for us.
Yeah, sing it.
Forgot
I don't
it.
Know it offhand.
Oh, man. Let's see. You Make Me Feel Kind of Real. Something like that.
That was good. Yay!
Did it help?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
I mean, now I want to know what Dave's favorite disco song is.
Same.
Favorite disco band.
I would guess it's the one he remade.
Yeah, the Gap Band. Bee Gees.
I would guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
He's doing a whole album. Not a whole album. I think he's doing 4 or 5 songs for a Record Day Store. And he's
right.
putting it on a vinyl.
Right, which is awesome.
New California bill would decriminalize psychedelics. Expunge criminal records.
Oh, and expunge criminal records? That's a great idea.
According to Senator Scott Wiener.
Get out of here now. That is not his name.
According to Senator Scott Wiener.
Out.
The war on drugs has been a complete failure.
Right.
It hasn't stopped people from using drugs, and it hasn't stopped addiction.
Oh, man.
So California's on the verge of becoming the latest state to decriminalize psychedelics for personal and therapeutic use.
Wow.
How about that?
Timothy Leary would be very happy.
It would decriminalize substances such as psilocybin, which I'm not sure what that is.
We have some right here if you'd like to try
MDMA,
some. MDMA. Yeah, have
LSD, ketamine, DMT, and mescaline. All of those would be legalized.
Well, that's not going to happen. Although I said there was no way that weed would ever be legal, so I
But
I
weed
stand
is
corrected.
Such an easy decision. That's
exactly.
Absurd.
It's a gateway drug.
Well, I finally am my favorite politician is Senator Scott Wiener.
I mean, great name, first
and
of all.
And I believe we have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Well, you got to tell me these things before I make fun of someone.
Yeah, sorry. Senator.
Hello?
It's okay, guys. It's nothing I haven't heard before.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. It's all right.
Okay. So tell me about your bill that's going to make all of this legal. Do you think it has a chance?
I do. You know, here in the 11th District where I serve near San Francisco up in California, I've talked to my constituents, and a lot of people are very much behind this. They, too, recognize that the war on drugs, quote unquote, has been a failure, like you mentioned, and it's simply not working. And these substances you mentioned, they all have excellent therapeutic uses that really we need to legalize them and to use them in the proper way.
And then expunging the records, that needs to happen with all the weed people in jail for weed over the years in prison.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. People doing hard time for things that are, well, now completely legal in the state of California.
Insane.
And in this particular case, these have a medicinal and therapeutic purposes, a lot of these psychedelics, and they need to be taken off that Schedule 1 list.
Makes sense.
So then you could also just kind of take it, even if it's not for a medicinal
reason.
Well,
you said, is your bill for personal and therapeutic use?
Ideally, yes. Hold on a second. Because they're for people, that's why. I'm sorry, my dog was asking me a question.
What?
My dog was asking me a question. He wants to know why I can have steaks and he can't have steaks. He's always talking to me.
Okay.
Boy, my desk is bleeding. That's not good.
What?
Anybody got a big Band-Aid? My desk is bleeding. There's blood everywhere. Okay.
Is that a normal occurrence?
Oh, it is for me. I take a lot of these same substances we've been talking about.
Oh, I see. I get it. So MDMA, LSD, ketamine, what?
Oh, your voice is blue. I can see your voice.
My voice is blue.
Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty shade of blue. You're like one of those blue men group. You know, they paint their faces red, those guys.
He is actually wearing blue, so you're freaking me out a little.
Oh my penis is a raccoon. Now I'm in
what?
Trouble.
Raccoon?
Oh, my penis is a raccoon. Oh, they're vicious. Ow! Gee!
Okay.
Stop biting my leg.
Okay. Listen, maybe don't take the psychedelics when you're in the legislature trying to put this bill through.
Oh, sure. Now you tell me. my phone is Ed Sheeran. It's not good.
Your phone is Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, it's got curly red hair and it stings poorly.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We got to get rid of this $2,000, and I'm thinking it's the perfect time to win it before 4th of July.
$2,000.
Because, you know, think of all the deadly and insane fireworks you could buy with
right.
$2,000, man.
Which we're not saying you should do.
No, safe and sane.
$2,000 for our 1 second of nonstop
rock.
So we're going to play this clip. I'll give you one clue.
Okay. I don't think you should, but okay.
No one's been close.
That's a fact.
Right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
That doesn't give away too much, right?
No. And we were joking that it's disco. I swear to God, it's not disco.
No,
it is something we play.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist,
mm-hmm.
and you'll win $2,000.
And here is your clip. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Crystal.
Crystal?
Crystal, you're caller
Krista.
13. What?
Krista with an A.
Krista.
Sorry, Krista.
You're still caller 13.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. I've been trying so hard to get through.
Really?
Do you think you know it? Don't tell us now.
I really do, and I hope I'm right.
First all right.
Off, Kevin, so good to have you back. Slogo, love you.
Oh, thank you.
Love
thank you,
Heidi
thank
and
you.
Frank. Now that I had to find a new morning show.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. And they're great. I love Heidi and Frank.
Absolutely.
Dude, they're thank so you. Intense.
You're very kind, but now I feel like we have to
yeah.
give you the money.
Now we're going to tell you it's absolutely the right song, no matter what it is.
All right, we're going to play.
I'll right now.
Nope. We're going to play. We don't have cash. We are going to play the clip for you again, and then you tell us the name of the song and the artist. Good luck.
All right,
you
happy.
You let me know when to start it.
Go for it.
What is it?
That is our Chief Cracker doing the song titled Low.
Incorrect.
I love that song. Yeah. I hear what you're she saying. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's incorrect.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you guys rock.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks.
Guys.
Thanks
Thank
very
you.
Much.
I totally hear what she's saying. It's yep. the beginning of that song. That's not
but
the
it's
song.
Not.
Nope.
All right. So tomorrow between 3 and 4.
Would you like a lozenge? Steal them. You know what? Let's take $5 out of this and buy you a lozenge.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Slego in the afternoon. There's been so much Britney Spears news in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And I don't fully understand really any of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I see that she's being ripped off and not treated properly.
It
and,
seems like.
Yeah. And, of course, people are very angry that Bill Cosby is let free
yeah,
on well, a technicality.
That's a different topic,
what
though.
What kind of lawyer goes and digs out that? So yeah. he can, anyways, but you know, he's free. And she's not.
But we have
weird.
Dr. Drew on the phone.
Wait, is this another damn joke?
Good afternoon, Dr. Drew.
Is it really no. Dr. Drew?
It is Dr. Drew.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
It's me. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I know that voice. Whoa. Okay.
Sluggo's saying good that thing. Because we had Ralph on last hour and he was unaware of it.
I was fooled. I thought he was a senator or something.
All right, Dr. Okay. Drew. Britney Spears.
Sorry, I'm not a senator.
Where do you start?
So where you start is, you know, let's start where we are now and then go back quick.
Okay.
Where we are now is she probably, but from the looks of things, although none of us have access to all the details, she should have been let out of her conservatorship or at least somehow dialed down a little bit with contingencies, that sort of thing. The fact that she wasn't is sort of bizarre. Now, the fact that she got put on a conservatorship that was as stringent as it was in the first place tells you that she was very, very sick. It's really, really hard to get that kind of conservatorship. Very few people get them. And at that time, I was saying hats off to Britney's father and hats off to a psychiatrist because they saved her life. But having done so and having remained stable as long as she has, I mean, she deserves a chance at, you know, dialing this thing down. And why they didn't is a mystery to me.
So they can dial it down, meaning they can have part conservatorship?
Well, or they can just say, look, so long as you're following your doctor's orders and you're following up properly and you're checking in with the court, things keep going well, we'll just leave you off this thing.
Yeah, so maybe you should be able to go to the ATM and get $20 out without having to sign off for it.
Exactly. And, yeah. and why she isn't, I don't know if it's something that happened when she was really sick, something she did that was so dangerous or egregious, or that she really has much more brain problems than we're all really understanding.
Is her dad being her conservator causing extra trouble?
I have hundreds of times recommended to parents that they get conservatorship over their kid, and almost never do they do it. They always say, "Oh, I'm so afraid I'm going to disrupt the relationship," and those kids are dead. When somebody, when a doctor is saying get a conservatorship, is because it is of life-threatening importance. And parents still rarely do it. They don't believe it, and those kids die. Now, the fact that he did it, hats off to him, and that he saved her life, and it's a tough thing to do because it does disrupt the relationship. But now, you know, he seems like he's just keeping tabs on the financial part, while the other piece is being managed by a professional conservator. Why? You have to ask why. What's going on?
I mean, it's
very confusing.
To me, it all harkens back to like the days when someone would want to get their hands on someone's fortune and say, oh, you seem a bit of problems. Let's put you in an asylum for a while. Right? I mean, isn't that...
Unfortunately, it has the appearances of that.
Right.
But I guarantee you that stuff doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. It is extremely stringent legalities to get and keep conservatorships. So something is up here that we're not all aware of.
Everything that she said in that testimony seemed like it was bad for her and the conservatorship was a bad thing and she needed to be out of it.
I agree with you. And I would even go further and say, let's say she does destroy her life. That's kind of up to her at a certain point. She's a middle-aged woman now.
Right.
She makes her own money. She wants to squander it, and that's kind of on her.
Right.
Now, I thought she was going to come off. I really did. And when she didn't, well, when it looked like she was going to come off conservatorship, I said, look, it's not going to go well, but that's okay. I mean, look with all the people that are on our streets in conservatorship, and they don't get it. So just because she has money, she gets it. It's weird. Something funny going on. But I think it's probably on many different sides. It's probably A, horrible things must have happened when she was off conservatorship at the beginning that got her on it. There must be a lot more going on neurologically than we know. And maybe there is some funny business somewhere that we just can't see.
So there's just a lot more questions than there are answers. Is it possible that she could be under this for her lifetime?
I guess so. It seems terribly odd to me. Everything about it is odd. So I don't know how to even answer that. You need an attorney to really talk about that. From a medical standpoint, I would say, hey, this kid deserves a chance at routine, highly structured care. And if she participates, does well, why is she on a conservatorship? It doesn't make any sense at all from a medical standpoint, unless there's something I don't know.
Is it possible for her to get her dad off? Of the conservatorship.
Excuse me?
Yeah,
of the conservatorship.
No, I mean, sure.
Sorry. Yes.
Sorry, suddenly it slipped into love line there.
I know. So glad you guys are together. So at one point he was talking. He was saying, I want off. I don't want to be this person, but I kind of have to be because no one else is really looking out for her. I didn't see any. That was a couple years ago he was saying that. I haven't seen any recent rhetoric to suggest he wants to let it go.
So the New York,
I don't know from a leaf. Go ahead.
I was going to say the New York Times came out with a pretty exhaustive article, and it sounded like from their standpoint that this was really a wrong thing for Britney Spears. Do you think any of us should be able to come to a conclusion? Is there too much we don't know?
There's too much we don't know. But if it is funny business, I mean, if it's about the money, that's a catastrophe. That's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
My suspicion, though, is much like I could go in the courtroom and say, look, here's how I manage her. Here's what we do. We do this all the time. She's been stable for 10 years. Come on, let's do this. Either her doctor wasn't willing to do that because it was too dangerous because of how sick she had been, or there's something else going on that would have really made it impossible to do that kind of work, so like something neurological. That's all I can figure. But I don't know. I don't see that.
Don't know, yeah.
So it's. And she's entitled to confidentiality, too. Someone who's an attorney ought to come in and ask, you know, answer the questions about, you know, what are the limits of something like this once you get them going?
Right.
Is it hard to get off conservatorship? It really isn't. Usually conservatorships are extremely difficult to get and extremely difficult to sustain. So,
oh, I see. From what I heard just from reading on the internet, and if it's on the internet, it's true. Is that it's really hard for her to prove that she's mentally capable and get off of the conservatorship.
Well, it's hard for the patient to prove
right?
The doctor has to be able to document that. And
gotcha.
And the conservator, there's also a conservator involved here who, I don't know if you read her stuff, but she's been saying, I'm advocating for Britney. I want her to do the best possible.
Right.
You know, I do think that ought to be off. There are people that are really trying to help her, for sure.
And you said yourself, but most of the adults don't, the parents don't want to do it in the first place. So
they won't do it, and the kids end up dead. Happens all the time.
Right. Wow.
And there's a very reasonable probability if she comes off conservatorship, she could die or end up on the streets or whatever.
Like you are right now. Why are you on the street, by the way? You're out walking around.
Cars zooming by.
Yeah.
But you know, I live here. What are you going to do? But then you deal with it, right? You deal with that, and you take a certain amount of risk to give people their freedoms, even when they have illnesses.
Right.
And so I felt rather strongly she was going to get off conservatorship. Hmm. And I'm even given unknowns, I'm kind of mystified why it didn't happen. I really am.
All right.
All right. Well,
very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Drew.
So
we appreciate it.
What's your website?
DrDrew.com. Pretty complex.
Stop by and ask you and have questions for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Right on. Great.
Thank you, Dr.
Nice
Drew.
To talk to you all. See you tonight.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
For Love Line. Okay. 10 o'clock. Poor man called in sick.
Oh, no. You going to do the show, Doug?
Yeah, what the hell? Right on, dude. Take care, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We weren't sure what was going to happen there. We thought perhaps this radio station was going to burn.
Because I spilled that beer.
Hey. Let's talk about 4th of July mishaps.
Okay.
As that seems to be a pretty big deal this time of year, just before 4th of July.
Right. I mean, occasional errors,
sure,
in judgment,
small errors
happen on the 4th of July.
So we're going to take your calls in a minute, but first I want to tell you the funniest 4th of July mishap that I've ever had.
Okay. Yes, please.
I used
to. That's why you don't have fingers anymore.
I used to order fireworks from Mexico.
Okay. Right.
And they were really incredibly strong fireworks that kind of go up in the air and blow up.
Sure, the slightly, what do they call it?
Highly illegal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Deadly and insane instead of safe and,
yes,
safe and sound, mm-hmm, or whatever.
But you can't control fireworks.
Very true.
So I was at the beach with a friend of mine. I'm friends with a famous comedian. I don't want to say his name.
Okay.
So,
say his name.
I'm at his house,
uh-huh,
on 4th of July.
Right.
And I have some fireworks, and he's kind of neurotic, so I don't want him to know about it.
Right.
So I go out to the beach with these fireworks, and it's a bottle rocket, the kind that shoots,
sure,
and then explodes.
Yeah.
And he lives on the beach in Malibu.
Oh, okay.
Right next door to Danny DeVito.
Okay. Nice. Wow.
So I see Danny DeVito next door and I think, well, I hope he doesn't, you know, see what's going on and call the police, whatever.
Was he like dispatching cabs while he was next door?
No, not dispatching cabs. He was in the back. It was 4th of July.
Right.
So I lit one to go straight over the ocean.
Right.
Because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
And then
super
I would
cool.
light them to go underneath the ocean so they would blow up underwater.
Right.
This particular one didn't go the direction that I had hoped it
right.
would. Right. And it went straight forward and then made a hard U-turn and went right at Danny DeVito. And Danny DeVito, who was standing in his backyard, went like this. He had to completely jump.
Oh, my God.
So that it didn't hit him.
What? You made Danny DeVito
yes.
jump in the air to avoid a firework in his own backyard?
Yes.
Holy cow. He I must mean, have been so
I would think so, too, although I ran inside and I don't know.
You let your friend the neighbor deal with it.
Yeah,
then.
Possibly.
Oh, my God.
But
that is awesome.
It went right at him.
Of course. The of one right? place you don't want it to go. You're trying to send it out into the ocean and blow
exactly.
up a whale or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. I'm looking for a whale.
It's going towards Danny DeVito instead.
Yeah.
Always hanging around. Especially 4th of July. They love fireworks.
So 4th
wow.
of July mishaps.
Good luck beating that.
I would consider that a mishap. Oh, no, it would be easy to beat that because somebody loses a finger.
I guess. But
somebody,
Danny DeVito.
Occasionally, you'll see somebody trying to get famous on, you know, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
sticking one in their butt, that
right.
kind of stuff. You know what
oh
I mean? Like,
God,
really stupid
just
stuff.
How drunk do you have to be?
So 818-955, KLOS is the phone number, 818-955-KLOS, 4th of July mishaps. Call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about 4th of July mishaps. It turns out not everything
goes according to plan.
The fireworks sometimes have a mind of their own.
Well, you know.
Also, people are dumb.
Well, there's that as well.
So let's take some calls. KLOS, hello.
My buddy lit a mortar, which you were talking about, the ones that go up in the sky, but
yep.
he threw it in upside down, almost blew a hole through his roof.
Oh, no. So did he have them on his roof when he was lighting them?
Yeah.
And it almost blew a hole in it. Wow.
Yeah, I shook the whole thing. It was awesome. He's a... If anybody's listening, he's a teacher here in Ventura.
So. What's his first name?
I don't want to.
First name.
Hey, you wouldn't say your damn comedian friend was or
first
whatever.
Name.
Kevin.
Sheila.
Sheila. It was Sheila.
It wasn't.
Thanks
was
for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Hi, KLOS, your 4th of July mishap.
Oh, wow. We were on the beach in San Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
Baja, California, and we're going to, some of the younger guys went out in town and got fireworks. So we're sitting on our beach chairs, and he puts the one in the sand, he lights the first one, and it blows up right there on the ground.
Right on the ground without going anywhere?
Without going anywhere. So everybody took their beach chairs, picked them up, and moved back 10 paces, and then we didn't
show. I remember running from a firework that Jed Fish had set off in my beach chair, and for some reason I decided to run with it. Like, I held it and ran away from the firework.
So wait, you picked up the chair that yes. had the firework on
no,
it?
No, that I was sitting on.
And you ran with
Instead
it?
Instead of just getting out of the chair and running, I ran with my... I guess I was afraid someone was going to take my seat.
Did it blow an extra hole in there?
You want to look?
No.
It adds a little protection, right?
Right, yeah, there you go. That was it.
Right,
was
sure.
Safe.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello. 4th of July mishaps.
When I was 12, I was watching fireworks with my friends. Heard an explosion, pain on the side of my eye. Then I felt the blood flowing down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Luckily, it was just a cut, but it was so close to my eye. When I went to the doctors, they said I could have lost the eye had it been... slightly more to the left.
Wow.
Wow, you're lucky.
Yeah. Was it your friend that set off the fireworks, or was that a show?
No, it was at my friend's house, but we were watching, he had one of those fountain ones, so it must have been something that somebody threw.
Gotcha.
With a loud explosion, and then boom.
Wow.
Pain, and then the blood, and
Once it starts bleeding, you have to think, oh no, that could very easily be a direct hit in my eye.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, damn. Definitely. Wow.
All right. Glad you can still see in 3D.
Yes, thank you for calling.
No, me too.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to say, though, being a 90s kid, I'm so happy to hear Sluggo and Kevin on the radio still.
Oh, nice, man. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Right, thanks very much.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Bye now.
818-955-KLOS. What was your 4th of July mishap?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. 4th of July, of course, is approaching.
Yay!
And so we are taking your calls of 4th of July mishaps. You have one?
Yeah. My uncle used to have one of those 1960 Jaguars with a long nose. Beautiful car.
Mm-hmm.
Lit off a piccolo, peaked, fell over, and flew right under his car. You never saw people pee their pants and scare the hell so quick in your life.
Oh, no.
I thought I was dead. It just stuck under his tire, burned out, thank God. I was running from that.
Not bad. Yeah, wouldn't you think the whole thing was going to explode?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, your 4th of July disaster.
Hey, how you doing?
We are good. Thank you. 4th of July mishaps.
Blowing up a firecracker in your hand by accident.
Wow. Did it hurt any of your fingers?
It made it black and blue for a day or two.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's not bad.
Almost patriotic. Almost. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. 4th of July mishap?
Yes, hi. Back in the early 80s, I was at Las Gaviotas in Baja, California.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to put on a nice show for the Americans. And one of the big fireworks came down at the crowd and went under. There were 8-foot tables lined up where everyone was sitting.
Right.
And it was just hysterical. Everyone was running, getting all the way, and then the big explosions were going off. So that
I love that kind of chaos.
Did it blow the food and everything off the table?
Yeah, I don't remember so long ago, but it was hysterical.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
There's nothing funnier than people running for their lives.
I don't know why.
It's hilarious.
Agreed. As long as they get away.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. I guess. But we got to set that up more often.
Okay.
Make that happen.
Right.
Okay. Hi, KLOS. What's your 4th of July disaster?
This is a Kevin Sluggo show. This is Mr. Mark down here in Julian, California. Back in 93, 94, Buddy and I, we went and bought $100 worth of skyrockets, M80s, and bottle rockets, everything, going to the beach and drinking. I lit off a firework and it went. And the wife said, "You should move the bag." Nah. We know what we're doing. So, another one, and it didn't take off. It exploded at the beach. The whole bag
went up. Wow.
And up. My friend dove over his wife. Everyone was running for shelter on the beach. And the sparklers, the big 4-foot one, burned my backside.
Oh, wow.
Sun doesn't see. And I got third-degree burns, second-degree burns, and I had to ride back to San Diego bleeding.
And I bet your wife was very understanding about it. It's okay. I didn't warn you or anything.
It was my 4th of July on San Felipe Beach, man.
Good times. Thank you for calling Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us.
Ah, man, it's almost a 3-day freaking weekend.
It's very close.
Woo!
Fourth of July weekend.
I mean, I like weekends a little bit.
You do too much.
This is fairly exciting.
Greg B. Harrell is next. What are you going to do?
Yeah, Greg. What am I going to do? I was thinking maybe I'd go home and pet the kitty for a change.
Oh, that's weird.
What are you going to do?
Same.
Well, peace out.
See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock when the one and only Debbie Harry of Blondie was born in the year. Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what year she was born. It's rude. She was born in Miami, but ended up growing up in Hawthorne, New Jersey. It was on this day in rock, July 1st, White Rabbits, that the Sony Walkman debuted in Japan, thus making music portable. On this day in rock in 1979, when did you get your paws on your first Walkman?